Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the next reel in the dance with the Divine Trinity. I'm going to call your attention to a couple of housekeeping details this morning. We have a fully stocked book exchange table up and ready to go, so please do go over and check to see what goodies lie for you over there. And I think that we're all gathered now pretty much this morning. It's a wonderful group, a bright sunny day, and I have the pleasure of being your MC this morning. I have to say that it's not often one has the privilege of introducing one of our founding mothers. Our founding fathers, yes indeed, have been getting plenty of press over the last 10 years with a publishing trend that's pulled those historic figures out of textbooks and into bestsellers. One of them has even become the subject of the hottest Broadway musical in years, Hamilton. But I don't think our speaker's biography this morning lends itself so much to a rap show as perhaps more to one of Brian Swim's epic films, showing us the sweep of evolution from spirit to matter to spirit again. And that's what Alice MacDonald's visionary leadership has been about for decades. Alice is Word and Life's founding mother, a member of the Word and Life community for 36 years, serving in various leadership roles. She was the coordinator for many of those years and retired in March of 2008. She was also a founding member of the Institute for Adult Spirituality, which held two series a year at the Franciscan Renewal Center at Mission Santa Barbara until 2006. Alice's master's degree is in theology from Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Her calling has been to the contemplative practice of silence as an experiential path that draws the dualities of God and world, spirit and matter, into some kind of working wholeness. That path of experience has also been grounded in her 52 years of marriage to Bill MacDonald and raising their three children together. Her own learning and development have been profoundly shaped by the evolutionary spirituality of Teilhard de Chardin and by the work of today's leading priests and theologians who are awakening so many of us to a new cosmology that is transforming our spiritual lives. Many of them have been represented one way or another in the offerings of Word and Life. Luminaries such as Virgil Cordano, Richard Rohr, Thomas Berry, Elia Delio, Barbara Marx Hubbard, and indeed it's Rohr's provocative book Exploring the Trinity that brings her to us this morning as she shares her thinking with us about diversity and cosmic insight. As a preparation for her presentation this morning, she is asking us to move into these moments of silence in a particularly purposeful sort of way. So we are going to follow the beautiful practice of Word and Life with this entry of silence, but we're going to use the words that Alice has given us to shape our journey there. So everyone just become comfortable in their seats, a balanced posture, and that prayer of three deep breaths that sends us into that space of depth. So together, let's take those three deep breaths, and I'll give you the words to shape a few minutes of silence. At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is. But neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point, there would be no dance. And there is only dance. I can only say, there we have been. But I cannot say where. And I cannot say how long. For that is to place it in time. We have all entered that field of deep listening, that receptivity that will allow us to listen to Alice beyond logic, beyond the reading we've done, to what's deeper and behind the obvious that we know and now can move into to discover. So let us all stand, if you will, to greet Alice with our blessing song.